ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupis with the latest. Donald Trump has claimed US forces have seized the Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro and his wife and have flown them out of the country. On his social media platform, Mr. Trump says the United States had successfully carried out a large strike against Venezuela. Hours earlier, multiple explosions and low-flying aircraft were heard in the capital, Caracas, which the Maduro government said was a US imperialist attack. Venezuelan Vice President Delcy Rodriguez says the whereabouts of Nicolas Maduro and his wife are not known, adding, "We demand proof of life." Donald Trump has said he will hold a media conference at his Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida early Sunday. Mr. Trump had for months threatened strikes on targets in Venezuela following months of attacks on boats accused of carrying drugs. Mr. Maduro had decried the US military operations as a thinly veiled effort to oust him from power and a precursor to the seizure of Venezuela's vast oil resources. National security advisers from 15 of Ukraine's allies will meet in Kiev later today to discuss the next steps towards an agreement to end Russia's invasion. On Friday, a Russian missile struck a building in the northeastern city of Kharkiv, killing two people, including a three-year-old child. Volodymyr Zelensky described the attack as heinous. Back home, New South Wales police say the Homicide Squad has launched an investigation after a woman's body was found in the state's southern tablelands. Police say they attended a home in Goulburn after reports for a concern for welfare. They say they have yet to formally identify the woman but believe she's aged in her 40s. ABC News.